Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to all of you who are on Blog Talk all around the world, in Africa, India, Asia, Brazil, Russia, England, France, Germany, all of the nations, everywhere. Thank you so much. We do just come to praise the Lord. Well, thank you for coming from every economic strata and for coming from every church affiliation and denomination. We're joining our hands in this last day and time, and we're worshiping together. We're coming from every denomination, worshiping together. It seemed to be the trend and the keynote address of the Father to say to us that it's time for us to worship together. But Eros, the enemy, is trying to keep the people of God apart. But here we come, worshiping together. Every time he thinks that he has us and it's over, here we come again, worshiping together. For together we stand, and thank God we're going to stand. Amen. God bless you. Let's go to God in prayer. I'm going to call on some of you, Sister Benita Frierson. Won't you pray today? Amen. Sister Irvine Coleman, would you pray today? And Sister Geraldine Garnett, please pray today. Go ahead, Ambassador Frierson. Are you there? Are you there, Ambassador Frierson?
This is Ambassador Geraldine Garnett.
Please,
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you this morning giving honor and thanks and praise, God. We ask you to forgive us for anything we did or said that wasn't pleasing to you right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy. We just thank you for this prayer line, Lord. We ask you to save, sanctify, baptize your people with the Holy Ghost, Lord. Deliver and set them free, Lord. Heal their bodies, Lord. Right now, in the name of Jesus, God, we lift up Chief Ambassador Dr. Johnson and Lady Daddy right now, in the name of Jesus, and their family. Name by name, God, keep them under the blood. Keep your protection over them, Lord. Keep them in terror, Lord. Keep favor over them. Keep favor over them. Keep your anointed Holy Ghost power over them right now, in the name of Jesus, God. We lift her up to the mother of the nation, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and her family, Lord, let healing power go over them, Lord. Keep a heart encouraged. Make a way out of no way, Lord. I just want to thank you for all the ambassadors elect, all the mothers, Lord, in the name of Jesus, everyone that's on this trial line this morning right now, in the name of Jesus, all the nation of the nation of the peoples right now, in the name of Jesus, God. Let it be a change. Don't let us come on the same, and let it be a change in our life right now, in the name of Jesus, God. And I just thank you for the blood. I thank you for your anointing, Lord. Lord, the anointing that breaks the yoke. So, Father, I just thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, 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 for waking us up, closing us in our right mind, keeping us with strength, Lord. In Jesus' name, Lord, I just want to honor you and praise you right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we forever and ever give you the praise. Amen, amen, and amen.
Someone else.
Father God, we thank you this morning. We thank you for giving us the strength of watching over us all night long, Father God. We thank you, Father, for waking us up this morning, clothing our right mind. We thank you for breathing breath into our bodies on this morning, Father God. We thank you for your blood running down through our veins, Father God. We just thank you on today, Father God. We thank you for lifting us up this morning, Father God. We just thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. Father God, we thank you for healing our bodies, Father God. We thank you for your hedges around us, Father God. We thank you for keeping us in your will, Father God. Lord, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We thank you for watching over us, Father God. We thank you for keeping us, Father. Father God, we can't thank you enough, Father God. On this day, Father God, we just want you to know we love you, Father. We appreciate you. We thank you for your guidance, Father God. We just thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Father God, we just can't thank you enough for what you're doing, what you're going to do for us, Father God. Father God, we just thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Father God. Father God, we just want you to know we love you on today, Father God. Father God, we just want to say just thank you today. And this things we ask in your Son Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Is
there
one more? Amen.
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 Lord Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for this prayer line. We thank you, Lord, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, God, for everything that you have done, God. We thank you, God, for waking us up this morning. We thank you, God, because you didn't have to do it, but you did it, Lord. Lord, you told us to make a joyful noise unto you, and you unto all the men. You told us to give praise. You told us to serve you with gladness. And you told us to come before your presence with thanksgiving. And God, you told us to trust in you with all our heart. God, we ask you just to look on each and every one in the prayer line today, God. Look on the Chief Ambassador, God, Chief Ambassador Johnson, God, Lady Betty, Lord. We ask you even the Mother of the Nation, Mother Stern. Look on her, God, Mother Pfeiffer, Ambassador Pfeiffer. Lord, bless this prayer line. Look on us, Lord, in a mighty way. We thank you, God, for everything you have done. No weapon is formed against you shall prosper. Satan will, Lord, rebuke in the name of Jesus. We look to you, God, for guidance. We look to you, our help. Our help comes from you, God. And we just want to look, we want to be on one accord. God, you told us to thank you for everything that you have done. You didn't have to do it, God, but you did it. And we just want, we don't want to take your blessing lightly. You said, bless the Lord, oh my soul. And that, don't forget all the benefits. It's benefits in serving you, God. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. We praise your name, God. We look to you, God. We lift up our, I lift up my eyes into the hills. For whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord. Now, God, we just want to just, not to just, look to you. We want to be on one accord. Everything you do, God, we say we give your name the praise. We give your name the honor in the name of Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You didn't have to do it, God, but you did. And we just want to, we'll be honored to give your name the glory, the praise, and the honor in the name of Jesus. Amen.
You don't have to worry about being alone. As a song that says, never alone. Thank you.
beside me all the way. He guides my footsteps. Every day.
Connect without any problems. In the meantime, thank you all for listening. I'm going to turn back now to our Chief Ambassador. God bless you, sir.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
God, you all know this is Wednesday, and we normally hear from our mother to the nation, but, you know, Pastor Gary's mother died, and we understand that she's having many times to be in there at all times for him and then for her family, too. And so today, amen, we have a very special guest. I mean, he goes back with us, I mean, a long time. And this is the man that God has used many times on this prayer line to be a blessing. And so today, instead of having what we call Ask the Mother to the Nation, amen, we're going to ask one of the fathers to the nation, amen, Pastor Williams from Georgia, amen. You all know who I'm talking about. He has been a mighty blessing to many of you on this prayer line. Pastor Williams, are you there?
God bless you. God bless you, man. God, I am here. I am on the line. God bless you.
And on yesterday, you took us in at the close of the service. And today we're commencing the service with you today. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Amen. You've encouraged my heart many times with my vision and with that Rebecca, too. And I appreciate it so very much. And so now, any word that you have for anybody you pray for, any word of advice, amen, you all can, if you have any questions that's been plaguing you, amen, I'm going to ask you to open up and let's put questions before Pastor Williams or ask him for prayer. You can tell him your prayer request and he'll pray for you. I want to do it all together today, the prayer request. The advice from Pastor Williams, and he got a word from you. Whatever the Lord gives him, I certainly want him to be free in the Holy Ghost. So bless your hearts today. And so let's receive one of the tremendous pastors and tremendous men of God. Let's receive him. Let's give him time. Amen. Please take at least 30 minutes, and whatever, 35 minutes, whatever. The Lord bless you. The line is open to you, Pastor Williams. God bless you.
Well, God bless you, man of God. Thank you very much, and I'm humbled and just honored to be on the line with you again, and all of the beautiful, beautiful people of God. I thank God for you. I thank God for what he is doing for you in your life. And know that God has great things in store for each of you. Amen. And I'm delighted just being here in the lineup with such colorful people. God is doing some awesome things, and the world is about to see Jesus. The world is about to see Jesus, and the glorious thing about it is, they're going to see Jesus because of people like you who are going to let your light shine, that they will be able to glorify your Father right along with you. This thing that God has given unto you has not been done in a corner. And it is not for you to just keep it to yourself and hold on to it and hoard it. It is not for that purpose. The reason God has illuminated you is so that you, too, can share his glory, this righteousness, this salvation, this great salvation to a dying, crippled, blind world. God wants you to spread this love, because I'm telling you, the abundance is already in your favor. The work is already in your favor because there are more people watching you than you ever can imagine. When you come out of your house, there are people watching you. They may not say anything, but they're looking, peeking out their windows. They're driving by. They know your car. They know how you get to work. They know how you come home. They know what you do. They know everything, and they're watching you. Or maybe they have not said anything just yet, but they're watching you. We are compassed about with such great clouds of witnesses every single day. They are watching our life. And then what we need to do is understand that and say, Father, give me that opportunity. Don't do it on your own, but Father, give me that opportunity to be able to say a word to them, hallelujah, that will connect and begin to germinate and bring forth abundant fruit. And that word that you give them may not be John 3:16. That word you give them may not be he loved you with an abundant love. That word that you give them may not be any of that. That word that you give them might just be, I love you, my sister. I love you, my brother. I thank God for you. I'm there for you. How can I help you? Is there anything that I can do for you? You'd be surprised what just those simple, kind words would mean for someone who has been watching you and may be struggling. When we do those things, we can also remember the scripture that says, one plant, one watereth, oh, glory to God. But God, hallelujah, giveth the increase. God always gives the increase. You may not see the increase in your day. You may not even see the increase in your community. But guess what? God's given the increase, but it started with maybe you watered or maybe you planted. But God gives the increase. And the increase that God gives may never go the way you wanted it to go. When all of Nineveh came to God, it didn't go the way the man of God wanted it to go, but it went the way God wanted it to go. And that's what we need to understand, that it will go, and it will be blessed. People's lives are being impacted in a very profound and godly way every single day because of people like you. Have you ever noticed and have maybe given thought to it, or maybe not, why we are still here and there are some people who are almost about to die, about to give up, but all of a sudden God turned that thing around and they're still here? And, you know, even wicked people, sinful people, they don't always have to be righteous people, they're still here. Oftentimes we wonder, why is that? Why is that? Well, here's a little story. Abraham had a conversation with God. They were on their way to a place called Sodom and Gomorrah. And the Lord showed them some things and talked to them. And he said, Lord, will you destroy this city if you found 50 righteous people there? God said, no. And then the number kept decreasing. Will you destroy 20, 15, or 10? No, I will not destroy it. Hallelujah. Now, I'm saying all of that because God has delayed some things in your community, in your churches, in this great nation. Why? Because there are people like you who are in it and who are praying and asking God to deliver, because your prayer has prevailed. Even in the heavens, God has delayed his coming because of your righteousness. Now, you might say, well, what have I done? Now, I know the word that says that our righteousness is as filthy rags in the sight. But if your filthy righteousness can hold God's hand back, hallelujah, glory to God, don't give up. Keep giving. Keep pushing. Because if your filthy righteousness, if your ungodly righteousness will hold back the hand of God, how much more will, when you really begin to pray and seek his face and humble yourself and turn from your ways, how much more will God speedily come to you because you've acknowledged him and acknowledge what he desires to do. God love you, dears and sirs. God love all of you. He has extended of all his breath in your life. He has. He has extended an olive branch unto you. I thank God the last time that I was on this line, I heard a lot of great people who, you know, was crying out for prayer and asking prayer, and it was always been a joy me fellowshipping with you. But did you know that God is setting you up, every last one of you? You're on this line because God has already set you up to bless you. There's nothing that you can do to even stop it, nothing you've done to even gravitate to it, but because of his love, you've been coming on this line. And I want you to continue to come because God has set you up for a tremendous blessing. What blessing is that, Pastor Williams? The blessing that God has set you up for is that you cannot go back to the life you used to know. You cannot go back doing the same things you used to do. You cannot go back to that. You cannot go back to that. Every time you come on this line, every word you've heard, every prayer you've prayed, takes you to another level, takes you to another closeness, takes you to a more closer to God. The closeness that I'm talking about is that closeness when one grows into grace and into the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm talking about that same growth that Jesus had to grow into. When Jesus came and was born into this life, He was not born into this life with all of his glorious divine powers. He did not grow into that. And there was a time that he did something that caused his parents to look for him. And when they went into the city, Jesus went into the temple. And he began to sit with the doctors and the lawyers. He was asking questions and answering questions. And he didn't know what his parent was looking for him. And when they found him, there he was in the midst of the doctors and the lawyers. Mom and dad brought him out and was asking them, you know, what happened? Why was he there? And he said, did you not know I must be about my father's business? Oh, and left them puzzled because they looking at him like, we are your parents. Well, he was talking about his heavenly parents. Hallelujah. I must be about my father's business. But the Bible says that he responded in obedience. And he went about doing good. Also, it talks about how he grew into all wisdom and knowledge. Jesus grew. Listen to what I'm saying. Jesus grew, like you're growing, Jesus grew into all wisdom and knowledge. And not only did he grow into wisdom and knowledge, but all of the gifts that God had given to the church, he grew into those things. He grew into the apostle. He grew into the prophet. He grew into the evangelist. He grew into the teacher. He even grew into the pastoral. Throughout the Bible, it tells us about different encounters he had with people and where he was operating in those different gifts. One woman who met him at the well said, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Jesus asked, who do men say that thou art? And somebody said that they believe that thou art a prophet, a great teacher. He said, who do you say that I am? Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. They were able to see something different. Somebody else saw him as the great apostle who started churches. Somebody else saw him as the great chief shepherd, hallelujah, of all mankind. He grew into those different wisdom and those different knowledge. And I said all of that to say to you, my dears and sirs, God have set you up that you too will be up, grow into, hallelujah, the next level of your ministry. Grow into it. Grow into it. Grow into it. And I know deacons have a glorious job in the church. But he didn't say the deacon. Brothers have a great place and sisters have a great place. I've given some apostles, prophets, pastors, evangelists, teachers. I've given them to the church for the work of the ministry. Hallelujah. You know the rest of the story. But God has given you. He wants you to grow into all wisdom, into all gifting, and to impact your church in a very profound way. God bless you. God keep you. Heaven smile upon you. Oh, and let me say this other thing before we ask our question. I shined a little light on it, I think it was yesterday. But God, Jesus said, without a parable, he didn't even open his mouth to speak to the disciple or to the people. The Pharisees, the Sadducees, and all the people around him. But without a parable, he did not speak to them. Can you imagine that? And many of the parables, or the Sadducees, or the Pharisees, they were left looking and wondering what was going on. But the disciples would always come back to Jesus and say, what do you mean by that? And he would reveal unto them the meaning of the parable. My dears and sirs, the whole Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, is a great big parable. The world cannot receive it because it is the spirit of truth. Hear me. It is the spirit of truth. It is not the spirit of compromise. It is not the spirit of history. It is not the spirit of just another good book. It is the spirit of truth. From Genesis to Revelation is the spirit of truth. And the world cannot receive it because it is the spirit of truth. It is a great big parable that God, in his infinite wisdom, has given to you, his children, the ability, the vision, the sight to be able to see and understand the meaning of this great parable. Now, there are a lot of people who call on his name are yet in the position where the disciples are who cannot understand the parable. They read it, but they read it as history. They read it, and they read it as poet. They read it, and they read it as just a great story. And that's all they can see and understand. They've been doing this fight for years. And what they do know about the Bible is they've been hearing other people talk about it. Can you imagine being in church just about all your life and all you know about the Bible is not what you read about it, but what somebody stood up and talked about? From Sunday to Sunday, they talk about the Bible, and that's what you stand on. But not because you went there to read it and ask God to just saturate you with the full intent of his word. Oh, and we pull out the commentaries. We pull out other people's commentaries, and we look at it. What are you doing when you're doing that? You're reading other people's commentary. You're not reading the Bible. You're not asking God to really give you divine revelation knowledge of his holy word. If you have a Mercedes-Benz and your Mercedes-Benz broken, you don't take it to the Ford dealer. You don't take it to the BMW dealer. You take it to the Mercedes-Benz dealer. And in this case, God is the one we take this word to. Father, reveal unto me your divine revelation knowledge. Reveal unto me. What did you mean when you said, hallelujah, that Moses didn't speak, or he didn't speak to the rock, but he smote the rock? You wanted him to just speak to the rock. You got to ask God, God, give me a ringside speech concerning your word. I don't want to read man's commentary. I want you, God, to make me the commentary. You give me that understanding so that I can impart it to your people. The church is in the same position as the children of Israel was when Moses came down out of the mountain and Moses had to speak to people. Yet his face glowed and they had to put a bag over his face, but yet it's still, if you seek God, God will give you revelation knowledge concerning his word. Everybody can read John 3:16, but you really don't really know the depth and the intensity of it. When God just stepped out of all of his glory, and as awesome as he is, and as wonderful as he is, and he gives his only begotten son to die, that you, my friend, may have right to the tree of life, as he is holy. God is holy. He is righteous. He will do all of that for sinful people. He died not because we were righteous. He died before we were ever righteous. And he gave his life for all of us because he takes no pleasure in the death of the wicked. And he died for all of us while we were yet sinners. And it is up to all of us, up to all of us, to seek God concerning revelation knowledge of his holy word, that he may illuminate you, not somebody else, but that he will illuminate you with his divine word, that you won't have to say, well, I'm not going to church tonight. Ain't nobody going to be out there but the three of us. No, you'd be so charged up with the three that's there, and they'll be so charged up with you who are there that, oh, my God, the three will get six, and the six will get 26, and the 26 will get 56, and the 56 will get 306. And next thing you know, that church that you was in, which was what called a dead church, will no longer be called a dead church. It will be a vibrant church, a church that's full of life. Hallelujah. And the whole community will catch on fire. Don't tell me what God will not do when you begin to seek his face. God bless you. God keep you. Heaven smile upon you. I know it seems like I had a whole lot of stuff in there. Well, let's just call it soup bowl witnesses. Just a whole big gumbo pot of different stuff. So God bless you. God keep you, in heaven smile upon you.
Amen. Pastor Williams, I was wondering if you could pray for a few people, and if anyone has a question, something that you've been dealing with, amen, will you avail yourself to that? Amen.
Amen. Will do.
Ask Pastor Williams. The line is open to you. If you have something you want to say, the line is open to you. Anyone?
Give me some peace to that Christian prayer. Helping somebody to get my body that I'm dealing with. Yes.
And you're dealing with what?
The problem. The problem.
Amen.
Deal with problems.
Amen. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Father, for all that you've done and all that you yet to do. Father, you said to heal the sick and to tell them that the kingdom of God is come nigh unto them. To heal the sick and to tell them that the kingdom of God is come nigh unto them. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. Woman of God, stretch forth your hands to God even right now. Father, as this woman out of obedience stretched forth her hands in the name of Jesus, I pray the peace of God, the healing hand of God, the deliverance of God be upon her life even right now. Father, touch her in Jesus' name. All of the crevices and the cracks and in her blood system and in her lungs, in her arteries, God, touch her in her oh, glory to God. Touch her now. Touch her, God. That there may be peace in her body, peace in her home. And I cast the devil out. Whatever there's problems in her body, I cast the devil out in the name of Jesus. And you said to tell them that the kingdom of God is come nigh unto them. Woman of God, amen. The time is up for you to be around this same mountain. You've been around this mountain a little too long. And God wants you to move forward, to progress in him, because this mountain is a mountain of sickness. This mountain is a mountain of procrastination. This mountain is a mountain that will eventually lead to death. And you've got to leave this mountain, because the kingdom of God has come nigh unto you, and he wants you to put your trust in him. Put your trust in it. I know we've all have been guilty of trusting our medication, our medicine, bottles, and those different things that we have to do. We've been guilty of that. A woman of God, this is the time you step into that door of trusting God. You've been talking about it. Trust God and watch him work for you, because the kingdom of God has come nigh unto you this day. This is your day to be healed and delivered and set free in the name of Jesus. Be free in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be delivered in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Come on and tell it. Come on and tell him hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Come on and give him praise.
Hallelujah.
Receive your healing.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God. Open your mouth and declare
hallelujah.
I'm healed in the name of Jesus.
I'm healed in the name of Jesus.
I am healed.
He has quite a few conditions. God bless